Greetings from University Hall, and welcome to another edition of our weekly Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and my guest today is a young man I've been wanting to have on the show for quite a while now, and that's Jack Salt from the men's basketball team. Jack, happy holidays, and thanks for making the walk over from JPJ.
I appreciate it, sir. Thanks for having me.
Final exams ended last week at the university, and the grounds are pretty much deserted. What's this period like for you and your teammates? Are you able to catch up on some sleep?
It's awesome. Honestly, having no class is pretty good feelings, but we can get extra workouts in. We don't have to worry about if we stay later for shots that we got to go to class or study. So it's pretty good time of the year.
Yeah, that's what Ty said after the game last night. He said his favorite time of the year. You have a game Friday night against Hampton at JPJ and then a short break before preparations begin for the ACC season. That's obviously not enough time for you to head back to New Zealand, I would not think. What are your holiday plans?
I'm actually going to visit an old teammate in Canada. Muriel Shayok, so I'm pretty excited to go see him. And then I'll just be back in Charlottesville.
And you have relatives up in the D.C. area too, right?
I do, yes, sir. I've got some family in D.C.
Your sister, Sophie, is on the rowing team at Oklahoma. Will you see her over the holidays? She probably gets a bigger break than you do.
She does. She gets winter break off, so she's back home in New Zealand. But I'll probably see her after the season when she gets back to Oklahoma.
UVA is coming off a big win over Savannah State last night in which you had 10 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 block shots. You were asked after the game about your stat line, and you indicated that stats really aren't that big a deal for you. Is that? Can you elaborate on that?
I mean, yeah, as long as we get the win, I'm happy. But honestly, it was always good to see the ball go through the hoop a little bit. So it was pretty good feeling, but at the end of the day, as long as we get the win, I'm happy.
The trip from your hometown of Auckland, New Zealand to Charlottesville is not a short one or an easy one. How long does it take from start to finish, and what route do you follow?
It's usually a day trip, but we go from Auckland, my hometown, we go through either LA, San Fran, or now Houston, and then from there to Washington, and then it's a 2-hour drive to Charlottesville.
So how long is the flight from New Zealand to, say, L.A.?
That flight is about 13. Out to Houston, it's about, can be 14 to 15. So it's a pretty solid.
How do you pass the time during that? Are they bigger planes, or are they just standard?
I mean, they're normal. I get emergency exit rows. They're pretty normal seats. but I just watch at least, like, 3 movies and listen to a lot of music. I can't really sleep on planes. So.
How long? We were just talking about, you know, making a trip like that. When you finally get to the States, how long does it take you for your body clock to get in sync with, you know, Eastern time?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always harder when you arrive somewhere if you have to go to sleep straight away. So if you have to go to sleep straight away and you're not tired, that's hard. But if you get somewhere you can stay awake, that's the easier part because you can adjust. But always when I fly to America, I always land really late at night, so I struggle to go to sleep. Yeah.
You were born in London. How old were you when you moved from England to New Zealand?
I was 4 years old. So moved to New Zealand with my sister and mum when I was 4.
You play other sports growing up?
Honestly, I played a bit of everything. I played a mixture of sports. I didn't really play basketball seriously till junior year high school.
Of high school? How'd you get into that?
When I was younger, one of my friends used to play it, and I was tall. I was like, I'll give it a shot. But then in high school, just started growing more and started liking it more, and then just kept playing.
In New Zealand, where does basketball rank in popularity among the sports?
It's pretty low. It's definitely getting better with the home professional side. Is getting a lot of – they've had a lot of success in the past 6 years, but it's pretty – I'd say maybe 6-7.
What has the impact been of Steven Adams and his success in the NBA? And I mean, he's a pretty big personality too, I think, that people kind of take note of.
Yeah, no, he's an awesome dude. It's good to see someone from New Zealand that kind of came the American route and is doing well. So it's definitely inspirational for me and a lot of other guys that are over here and trying to get over here to see him doing well.
Do you know him well, or have you spent some time with him?
I don't know him well. I've met him before, and he's just really down to earth guy. Had a good conversation with him about what I should do, and he's a good guy.
Any words of advice for you?
He just told me dunk everything.
How does you have family back in New Zealand? How easy is it for them to kind of follow your career? Are they able to watch the games online, or just follow it on Game Tracker, or some combination of that?
Luckily, with technology, it's pretty easy. I mean, my mom's on every form of technology, so she'll tell me stuff I don't know sometimes. but no, she reads everything, and she's really up to date, so I can always trust her to know what's going on.
The national sport in New Zealand is rugby. Mm-hmm. Did rugby coaches try to get you out for the game? You could be a number eight or a lock, I'm sure.
Yeah, I used to have some teachers from my school tell me, oh, you're playing the wrong sport. But I never really gave rugby a crack. But no, definitely that's the biggest sport in New Zealand, rugby, and it's definitely in the culture.
The national basketball team called the Tall Blacks. You've played for them when you were younger, but has your schedule with UVA and your commitments here kind of made it tough to catch up with them? Or
it has. We have a lot of games and tournaments during the college season, so it's been pretty tough. But I might have an opportunity next year. We have a qualifying game for the world champs since during summer school, so I might have an opportunity there, which I'm hoping I'll be able to go and participate in.
I mean, when you played the first time, you were really young, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
I mean, the age gap would have diminished a little bit now, I would think.
No, I was 17 when I first played.
So American football is obviously huge here. What do you make of that? And did you know much about it when you came here?
No, I had no idea what was going on. I sat on the sideline and I just cheered when everyone else cheered. but now I understand the rules. And seeing a few guys I know on the team, it's awesome to go watch the games.
Yeah, who are your friends on the team?
I know Ben Hogg, Joe Spaz, and Evan. I know those.
Evan Butts, yeah.
I've known those guys since first year because they were all in my dorm. And a lot of other guys as well. Daniel Hamm, Coolworth. But no, great group of guys, and I'm happy that they get this bowl game. I'm going to be rooting for them.
You were recommended to the UVA staff by Kirk Penny, who played at Wisconsin when Coach Bennett was an assistant there. Kirk preceded you at Westlake Boys High School in Auckland. Do you stay in contact with him now?
Not that much, but I've talked to him in the past before, and he's just a really, really awesome guy that helped me coming here and my decision. He gave me a lot of information on Coach Bennett and the system they ran, so he was a great help.
What age were you when you first realized that attending college in the United States might be an option for you?
Late into my junior year, beginning of my senior year in high school.
So everything must have kind of accelerated pretty quickly for you, didn't it, after picking up the game?
Yes, sir. No, it came really fast. I went in my senior year, I went on this tour of China with a Nike camp, mm-hmm. and I was playing, and then got a few looks there, and I was like, wow, I might be able to do this. And yeah.
You enrolled here in May of 2014. You told me a story early this fall about working out at JPJ with Anthony Gill for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
What was that like?
That was nuts. I remember, yeah, there was a few days when I got here. I was working out with him and another coach, and we were playing one-on-one. And he was just the strongest, most athletic player I've ever gone against. So to go against him was really a shock to the system, but a good shock. But no, he was something else.
Did he encourage you as well, though? I mean, AG's a positive guy.
100%.
So.
Yeah, I was actually rooming with him at the time. So he was giving – I was rooming with him and Malk. So he was giving me rides to practice, and then we'd go against each other. And he was just, yeah, he was an awesome guy.
One of the two recruits who signed with Virginia last month is in Charlottesville this week on his official visit. That's Cody Statman, who's from Australia. Isn't there a pretty serious rivalry between Australia and New Zealand?
Yeah, it's kind of it's a sporting rivalry. So whenever we go against each other in sports, it's like a big deal back home. But I'm looking forward to. I caught up with him, but I'm looking forward to hanging out with him a little bit more on his visit. And
In practice on Monday, you took out a row of seats over at JPJ when you were trying to track down a loose ball. Have you always played with that kind of reckless abandon?
Yeah, I think so. If I think I can get it, I try to go for it. I didn't even get close to saving the ball. It was already out. But I thought the seats would cushion my save, and they did. So.
Isaiah Wilkins last year, was not the same player. He got sick at the end of the year. You were not the same player either. You had a back injury. You played through that. How much did that hinder you, and kind of how did you get back up to speed this fall?
Yeah, I don't want to make excuses about my play, but this summer was very good to rehab my body and get it back up to par. It was pretty easy to play when you see guys like Isaiah, who was clearly hurting, and he would try. He tried his best to give it his all every game, so he was definitely an inspiration for me while I was going out there.
You redshirted your first year here, and since then your role has grown in the program every year. Do you ever talk to your young teammates like Jay Huff and DeAndre Hunter about the importance of staying patient and focusing on the big picture?
For sure. I mean, it's hard. Sometimes you want everything to happen immediately, but that's not how it works. You need to put in the time, and those guys know that. And sometimes it can be challenging, but the talent that those guys have is insane. So I think they're going to be fine, and
Were you always convinced that it was just a matter of time if you kept working hard that you would kind of break through and get the game? Or when you first got here and you worked out with Anthony and the other guys, did you ever think, oh, I can't do this?
I had no idea. I had no idea where I would be. I just thought I may as well keep working and see where it takes me. When I got here, I had no idea.
You were named a team captain along with Devin Hall and Isaiah Wilkins before this season. What did that mean to you for kind of have that responsibility put on your shoulders?
Yeah, I mean, it was an honor. Isaiah and Devin are both guys I look up to, especially Isaiah, because he's my position. So I'll always ask him questions. Even now, I still do. It was definitely an honor to be named with those two.
There is a growing contingent of Kiwi student athletes here at UVA with you and Joe Bell from men's soccer, Connell Wilson from cross country and track, Anzel Viljoen from field hockey, and Alice Derry from rowing. Do you all know each other, and do you ever get together?
I hang out with some of them. There's another one too. There's another rower that's new on the rowing team from New Zealand. They're all good people.
Did you know any of them? I mean, New Zealand's a smaller country. Did you know any of them back home? Or have you seen any of them back home?
So I didn't know any of them, but a lot of us know people that know people. And one of them, Connell, he went to school in Auckland Grammar, which is right by me.
You have lived with Isaiah for 4 years now. He'll be graduating in the spring and moving on to the next chapter of his life. What's it going to be like without Isaiah here?
Yeah, it's going to be different. I mean, I've been hanging out, been roomies for 3 years now. It's going to be different for sure, but it'll be awesome when he goes for him to do his thing, and I've got another year here to try do what I can do, I'm excited for it.
Did you guys click immediately that first summer?
When we first got here?
Yeah.
No, we didn't really hang out too much. I hang out with Mariel because he was my roommate, and he hung out with BJ. We definitely got closer over the past couple of years.
You are an anthropology major, right?
Yes,
and you're graduating May. What do you plan to do academically next year?
So I plan to go in the Curry School and do the Social Foundations Master's Program.
Have you given much thought to what you might do in life when basketball's over?
I like teaching. I enjoy teaching, maybe that. I'm not 100% sure.
Teaching and coaching?
No, I don't know about coaching. I like teaching. I don't know if I could be a coach. The coaches have it tough.
You took something of a leap of faith when you signed with Virginia, as you said. You didn't really know what you were getting into. What has this experience been like for you? Apart from the basketball, did you have an idea what you were getting into, even academically or socially here?
No, I really had no idea. I came here for 3 days on a visit. I committed. Right. Like, damn, I'm going somewhere to live for 4 years now, or 5 years. But no, I had no idea. But after a few months here, I kind of relaxed a little bit. Like, damn, this could be all right. And then, you know, now I'm pretty, 4 years in, pretty happy with the move.
What's your favorite thing about the United States that's maybe different from New Zealand?
Favorite thing? The food is pretty awesome here. Like the size of the food. Now that's something.
The portions,
yeah. The portions, usually back home I'd order two portions. But over here, I remember the first time I came to Chipotle, I ordered like two burritos. I was like, oh yeah, this will be easy. I was midway through the second one. I'm like, damn, I don't know if I can do this.
Is there something about life here that you still haven't gotten used to?
No, I think you get used to the ways the American people do stuff. At first, it was pretty weird. It's just a different culture. Yeah. People in New Zealand are pretty laid back and chill, but in America, they really always want to help you and full on. So that was pretty weird at first. People would always offer to help me. I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'll do it myself. And Ronnie, our manager, is just awesome, and he'll always like go do whatever he needs. And so will all the staff, actually. But no, it's definitely a good problem to have.
So it's been a good experience for you?
It has, yeah.
Great. Well, listen, I appreciate you making the time for this. Sorry to take you away from some of your hard-earned free time.
It's all good. Thanks for having me, sir.
All right. At JPJ this week, there's women's basketball Thursday and men's basketball the next night. The football team plays Navy in the Military Bowl on December 28th in Annapolis, after which the schedule for Virginia Athletics will start to pick up again. For information on all our teams, check virginiasports.com. I'll be back in 2018 with another podcast. Until then, happy holidays, happy new year, and thanks for listening.